Well, it's a hot one out here again for Tuesday at the Georgetown Fair. Chad Baker, Jeff Simpson in the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios for WITY. And Jeff, it is, I tell you, after last night, we had a good crowd at Bingo.
We had a really decent crowd there.
Yeah, a lot of folks coming in to play the free bingo that we have, Celebrity Bingo. Big thanks to David Wills of Toyota of Danville, Robin Heffern, and Terry from the county clerk's office for coming out and calling those bingo games last night. They did a great job.
Yeah, they did. There was no complaints from, well, except for one of them when they did one of the games. There was no ends, and he called out the ends, and they told him about it. But, you know, that happens.
Absolutely. And in fact, David's so excited. He's already signed up for next year.
Yes,
so
he has.
Come back. And I tell you, you know, he's got that enthusiasm. I think that that makes people want to play. In fact, there were several tables of people that stayed from beginning to end, and they almost acted like they didn't want to leave.
No, I don't think they did want to leave. I think they wanted to stay and play longer, but you know, it was getting a little bit late, and we got to make sure people get home safely.
That's when you know you have the hardcore bingo players coming out. But it was the last night of free admission in the gate. They had the free bingo last night. Then we've got a new queen. You heard her today during the Down on the Farm, Jordan Forreys. Talked with our own Dennis Michelson during Down on the Farm today, and she's very excited. And Georgetown fans very excited to have her on board as the new 2025 Georgetown Fair Queen. We want to let everyone know that the commercial buildings are open. In fact, I had a chance to roam through them a little earlier, so that was kind of cool to check out, see what they had going on over there, and lots of nice displays. Make sure that you take some time out of the sun. Because remember, you know, you're going to want to take care of your skin if you're out here. You forget sunscreen like yours truly has, to go out and check out what is going on inside those showcase buildings. At 5 p.m., they got the Boar Meat Goat Show. They'll have the Open Junior Sheep Show to begin at the conclusion of that show. The Busy Barn fires up at 5:30. Have you ever made it over to the Busy Barn, Jeff?
No, I have not.
There is all kinds of fun stuff going on over there. It's primarily for younger kids, but it's a joy to watch the younger kids learn about farm life, especially if they're from the city or they maybe are not accustomed to farm life.
Might have to take a trip over there and check it out.
Absolutely. Make sure you do that. Carnival opening night. They've got Arm Band Night. They will fire that up at 6 p.m. tonight. Also at 6 p.m. in the Showcasing Building. Captains 3. At the Banquet Center tonight, the Talent Contest, and in the grandstands tonight, the first of two nights of tractor and truck pulling, the Indiana Pulling League tonight in the grandstands. And, of course, action all week this week, ITPA tractor and truck pull tomorrow night in the grandstands, Thursday night. We did fail to mention it last night. I don't know why, because it's I was looking at the grandstand admission sheet, and it wasn't listed there, but on Thursday night, we have this extraneous little handbill here. They've got Quarter Midget Racing. Terre Haute Quarter Midget Association going to be in the grandstands for that. That's at 7 p.m. And we have this little driver spotlight. He's 13, so it's some young kids.
And I believe he's from Bismarck.
Oh, very cool. So Blake Dishman?
Dishman. Yeah, Blake Dishman.
Driving a heavy Honda, heavy 160, unrestricted animal. He loves speed and cars. His goal is to buy more cars, which is a pretty good goal. And he's been racing already half of his life, 6.5 years. He's only 13.
That's that's already a good start. And, you know, he looked very confident when he was here yesterday. And
it's almost like a ball card when you think about it. So this is about twice the size of a baseball card.
Yeah.
And then you've got a glossy photo of him. I'm sure he's got a black marker. He's happy to sign these, and he's been out here pubbing this, as it were. And that's coming up Thursday night. Of course, on Friday night, they'll have the rodeo in the grandstands. Priscilla Block with Roseland in concert on Saturday night, 7:30. Gates open at 6 for that. And, of course, tickets still available for that. If you get your tickets before Saturday, you'll get $30 grandstand tickets, $35 track tickets, and the increase of $10 on the day of. Great opportunity to see a nationally known recording artist here at the Georgetown Fair.
It's always great to come out. No matter who performs, it's always great to come out here on the last night and see the artist perform up in the grandstand, and they have the standing section down on the pit area. it's always fun to watch.
Now, we are keeping our eye on the potential of inclement weather here later this evening. I know it seems like that is ever popping up and threatening over there in the western part of the state. There's a stretch right now from about Bloomington Normal all the way down to the Metro East that is moving eastward at this time. Looks like we'll get our broadcast in here this evening, but it may affect some things a little bit later on. So we'll keep an eye on that. The hope is that there will be enough of a break in the action there. There's that little seam there in the middle that could be aiming for Georgetown, which would allow the weather to go around us and maybe get that tractor pull in tonight.
I think it'll hold off until after the tractor pull's done, and then it can open up.
I am hoping that your meteorological expertise, Jeff Simpson.
That's my forecast.
Yeah. You've been hanging around with Dennis and Solier too much, haven't you? I tell you, you know, that's a good thing. Well, and of course, you know, you've spent about as much time outdoors as what they do here at the fair.
Yeah.
So you are well adept to the fair weather here at Georgetown.
I've been coming down here for many, many years, and it's every year it's either nice and warm, hot, or we've had a couple of times where it rained really good. I remember a couple of years ago, we had looked like a little lake right here in front of us.
We did. And last year, if you remember, we had, I believe, two nights worth of broadcast from inside the travel trailer here on the premises. So, and once again, thanks to them for supporting our cause here by giving us an indoor roofing dog mobile studio here at the Georgetown Fair, and then of course later in the week at the I&I Historic Farm Days. We will have more reports coming up. We'll talk with some folks here, including, from what I gather here, some folks with the Georgetown High School, Georgetown Ridge Farm High School, which is out here with Squeal of Fortune. We'll talk a little bit about that in a bit, Jeff.
Yeah. We'll give them a little bit more information then. It's for the school, and it's a great event that they're doing, and it's a good fundraiser for the school.
And it also plays in with another booth that they have over there called the Pig Pen. We'll find out all of the nuts and bolts about what is going on with that here, coming up here before we're out of here tonight. We're here until 6. We'll have more reports on the way. For Jeff Simpson, Chad Baker, WITY.